Back on the flip side in 5 seconds, that is. Talking about the car, I gotta get it straight. And I'd rather you didn't try to put this stereo equipment in, put it all together, because you don't know what you're doing unless you read the directions. And I don't know if all the directions are there or not, and they are mixed up. It's a very simple procedure if you have any ability in this type of work. I sent my Fisher turntable, Fisher tuner amp, back to Fisher. They're going to have to do some work on the FM part. The amplifier work, but the FM part all goofed up. You should be getting it shortly, or it should come in while I'm home. If it doesn't, I think I'll write them and find out exactly why. It shouldn't be any charge, but if it is, if I'm there, I'll pay for it, and if it's not, you pay for it, and I'll reimburse you. Ho, ho, ho. Long, long time. 22 days. Doggone. Here it is, the 3rd of May, and I hadn't marked off the last 5 days. Doggone. Another fellow here will be leaving about a day or two before me. Needs a assistant. Oh, I see down here, Mr. Chester, CW2 Chester. I told him, I said, don't get delayed anywhere, I'll run over you coming home. I think he's in a pretty big hurry too. Well, about run out of things to say here. There was something else I was going to tell you about. Yeah. The present I got, sis, if she can't work it, I can, I think. Hope it gets home before her graduation. That way she can enjoy it on her graduation night. And I've got a few things that I'll be bringing home that she don't have that will probably help her enjoy it more. And we'll just leave it there. Hope this just gets right next to you. Makes you just as curious as you can be. You need no curiosity to kill the cat, and I think it'll probably have you in stitches before you see the present. The receipt is there. I sent it in the box. So I'm not trying to hide your cost or anything. You can figure it costs at least twice as much in the States. Maybe 2.5 times as much. I got a good deal on it, and I bought it. Be sure you send the guarantee in. That's also in there. Another problem, hold on. Take a maintenance officer. I don't care if you're W1, CW2, lieutenant, captain, whatever it is. You've got to make decisions. And there's always someone asking you a question, whether it's about an aircraft, personal problems, or worldly problems, anything. You know, you've got to give them an answer. Actually, officers and NCOs are like mothers to their children. These men are grown up. They done a wonderful job last night. Some of the newbies run when we got hit. Some of them didn't. You know, some of them have been here just days and they get under a ground attack. But they have to have someone, you know, lead them. I've never been in a supervisory position as a officer or even as a civilian until I came down here. I have shops out here. I got about 5 shops I'm ahead of. I'm about 30, 40 people. And I got an NCO. But it's hard for me, a 22-year-old officer, young, inexperienced, to make concise decisions and be correct all the time. Usually I may be legally right, and I have to be lenient as I can be, but still strict. It puts you in a bind sometimes. I don't really let it get me down too much, because some tongue's getting wrapped around my lips. Some things, you just has to be that away. We have a lot of problems getting parts, and they want to cannibalize. It's taken from one and give into another aircraft. And I don't like that a bit. I'm also the OIC of quality control. That means how well the aircraft is put together. If there's a problem with it, can you let it go? Will you have to replace a part or an engine or something? Except I'm just a quality control officer in paperwork only. I'm the only one in quality control. Sure, I have three TIs, but they don't work for me. They work for the assistant OIC down here. So, you see what I mean? I don't worry about the QC. Talking about so short, I told the captain the other day, I was so short that I don't even make decisions anymore unless it's about ETS or leave or R&R or something. He didn't care for that too much. Except, I am really getting short. No, I put in for, you know, the 6-day, a 3-day leave to, you don't, 7-day leave to Sydney. I'll leave the 6th of this month and go to Udon for 3 days. Get back about the 9th or 10th, leave the 12th to go to Sydney for 7 days, get back the 19th or 20th, and leave about the 22nd, 23rd, go down to Cameron, catch a plane home. The old man wouldn't go for that, so I told him I wanted to get 2 leaves and 1 R&R my next 5 months. He said, okay. Don't know if he's going to go for that or not. Man, all this weird music over here. Tell you what, wherever in the world you go, you can't get away from this beat hippies type music. They got it everywhere, no joke. We got it all over here. But one nice thing about it, we do have a country western on sometimes, but not enough. I like it pretty well, but well, I think I'll cut loose here for few minutes, go out and check out my boys. I hadn't been out there and harass them today. I don't harass them, really. I go out there and, you know, listen to their personal problems and try to give them advice, tell them what I would do if I were in their predicament. And I've been in the same predicament some of them have been in. Really bad whenever a fellow married and his wife running around on him over here. You don't hear from her. There's not much to write home about unless we get something like last night. You know, a ground attack. Everybody gets excited. We have a little fun. Kill a few fees, a few VC. You think, oh, it's bad killing. Well, remember, maybe not you, but the American public. What is here? Another cigarette. The American public put us here. They don't want us here, they can get us out. Demonstrations is not the thing to do. The thing to do is stand behind President Nixon. I think he made a wise decision, to say the least, when he sent everyone to Cambodia. And I think he made a wise decision to resume bombing in North Vietnam. At least this is what our radio and press reports put out. We don't get anything down through channels. They just put it out to the public and we get it through a military newspaper. Well, I'm going to have to halt here and get this doggone phone. And now that I've got it, I don't know what to do with it. Well, I don't know. I might have goofed up, but I got me another tape recorder today. I got me a little cassette tape recorder player. This one I've got does all right. The cassette is different from this one. The cassette has a little cartridge type reel that goes in it. Does a real good job. The one I've got's a Ross. The cassette, C-A-S-S-E-T. It's a tape recorder. It only plays those type tapes, you know. Anyway, I got this thing. It runs off of batteries. It runs off of, you know, Igloo AC. Got an earphone in it that you can put the earphone in your helmet. Put the little jack into the microphone position, and you can record whatever you're saying on the radios. So if you get a tape sometime that you can't make head nor tails out of, I'll try to put a little bit on the end of it to tell you what it is. What I'll do, I'll tape on my cassette. Another cigarette, could have them. But I was saying, I tape on my cassette and jacket from my cassette to this right here, little tape recorder, and you can get an idea what a mission sounds like, test flight or whatever I'm on. I'll try to send gun missions home, and it should be interesting to say the least. Now, three radios are going that we talk on, plus an intercom that, you know, between the members of the crew, and we'll have an ADF, which is a commercial broadcast, that we'll listen to for enjoyment. So we've got five sources of noise there coming through your headsets. It gets very, I don't know, confusing, I guess you would say, at times. I know I get confused. You can't understand what one person is saying. Three people talking on the radios. AC is trying to tell you what to do, and the doggone nav radio was blaring. But one good thing about it, you can cut any of these five sources off by just the flick of a switch. I did this my first time. Not the first time I was over here, but the first few missions. One AC, I couldn't stand him chewing me all day long and cussing at me, telling me every time I did something that was wrong. So I just turned him off. He did not turn him off until I didn't answer him for about 30 minutes. And sort of made him mad at me. I told him if he had anything civil to say in his head, he'd say it and I'd listen. I wasn't going to take that crap that come out of his mouth. I didn't listen to him when he was talking, and he upset me. And well, he got all kind of shook up shape, but he never did bother me no more. Got him straight, to say the least. I thought I was going to use this little dynamic mic here that I got. It's a cool little setup, except I couldn't use it. It's got a two-prong plug. One of them is for remote control. What you do, you just hear with a little microphone. You turn it on, and you talk when you're ready. And when you get through talking, you just turn a little switch on the microphone, catch a recorder, and a whole shooting match off, which is pretty cool. Or you can, you know, just set this thing on the table and talk. I'm not saying I will. I may get a little cassette recorder. It costs $26 here. Probably costs about 50 or 60 back in the world. But I may get a little cassette recorder and send home to you. That way, excuse me. That way, you can, you know, listen to the tapes right direct. They're very handy. You just drop this little cartridge in and start pushing buttons and talking. You don't reel the tape around. You don't worry about it messing up or nothing. And pretty nice. Well, I got about another 30 minutes to work. It's 6:30. I've been trying to tape this tape all afternoon. About another 30 minutes to work, and then I think I'll start to slip on off to the house. I'm going to be taping some of these cassette tapes tonight. They're doggone expensive. It costs $1.50. And you put an hour on them. Some of them. That ain't too much, but sure is expensive, you know. What I thought I'd probably do is just, well, for taping purposes, tape on my little cassette, then transfer it to this 3-inch reels and send those home to you, and you can play them on my tape setup. When I get home, I'll set up my tape recorder the whole shooting match, and you won't have to worry about anything. You got a good tape recorder, no sweat. You put two mics in it. Two people can talk. Or I've got some. I don't have any microphones for it right now, but I've got two on order. They'll be coming home, you know, pretty soon. Y'all can sit there and you can play and sing, and it'll pick you all up, and you know, make your own little recordings there. This little deck I've got, you can't hear what you're recording until you put it through an amplifier. But you can really do some fine typing with it. You got some good tape record, good microphones. Well, folks, this thing is running out in TT time, so when it do, I guess we'll just have to call it quits. I'll see you when I get there, and time y'all get this tape, I'll probably be in Udarn. You see, today's the 3rd, and I'll be leaving the 11th. You might get it before I leave. I don't know if I'll be calling home on telephone or not. I might. It just remains to be seen. It's sort of hard to get through to the station sometimes. So, as I say, we'll see you all. Take it easy. And your kid is still in pretty good shape. He's really wanting to get home and see them wild West Texas plains and see the kinfolks and friends and everything. So I think about one or two more times, that's it.